Republican Senator Michael Lee is running for a second term representing North Carolina's Senate District 9. WHQR's Isabel Shepherd reports, though the legislature approved a 4% increase in teacher pay this past session, Lee says the state still has a long way to go.
3 years ago, North Carolina was ranked 47th in the nation for teacher pay. Now the state has risen to 41st, according to the National Education Association. The state legislature projects that average teacher pay will rise to $50,000, but that number won't be confirmed until at least December, and it relies on low teacher turnover, which might not happen, according to fact-checking by WRAL. If that average salary checks out, that's still $8,000 less than the national average. Here's Senator Michael Lee.
Make no mistake, we are nowhere near where we need to be. But the average is up more than 20% since 2013 and 14, and I know that everyone is not seeing that because there are different places in the pay scale where the increases have occurred. There's been lots of increases in the beginning of the pay scale for several reasons. One, to encourage new teachers to come to the profession. Another one is when they froze teacher pay, they didn't freeze longevity pay for the more senior teachers, so the freeze was more impactful in the first 10 years of the scale. There are lots of different reasons and nuances behind this.
Senator Lee says the state is playing catch-up, but in the next 4 years, North Carolina aims to increase average teacher pay to $55,000. Isabel Shepherd, WHQR News.